Good morning, everyone. I'm Dennis, PhD student. I just finished my PhD at Utah State University. This last picture taken directly from the our lab. It's very beautiful. Now I just started a postdoctoral position at Michigan State University. Today I want to talk about some of those nitrogen mineralization and the nitrification in the organic farming system. Since Jenny already gave a very good background information about nitrogen mineralization and nitrification, so I will go to my topic directly. So the objective is to determine soil enzyme activities and the abundance of functional genes involved in nitrogen mineralization and nitrification in the organic farming system. We will combine those processes and molecular approaches together. Enzymes and relevant MAC gene included protease, catenase, urease, ammonium monooxygenase, nitrite oxidase reductase, and we will use real-time PCR to dequalify those gene copy numbers. I want to give an overview for this study. So we will focus on organic nitrogen management, so organic amendments, compost, and the manure. People always say that we add compost or manure, but there's the limited study to really comparison those two organic nitrogen sources. And then we also have some cover crop, the millet, buckwheat, and the legume. We only selected one crop rotation. So we were interested in how organic nitrogen management influence soil biogeochemical factors, soil function, and functional genes. For biogeochemical factors, those are just those soil background information, organic carbon, total nitrogen pH, nitrogen pore size, and those extractable organic nitrogen and carbon, and the microbial biomass, carbon and nitrogen. For soil function, it's included enzyme activities, those enzymes involved in nitrogen and phosphate cycling, and we also include the process rates, or net or potential rate. For function genes, we selected 7 different genes involved in nitrogen mineralization and nitrification. We have 2 different protease genes, the SOBR and PR, and also KIN-A and urease C gene. For nitrification, we also will target AMOA and NOX-B gene. So for those red color, I just want to point out we will also kind of interested to explore the relative contribution of ammonia oxidizing archaea and bacteria to nitrification in this organic farming system. We're also interested to see how those kind of 3 components correlated. So I want to go to directly to those results. The study plot. So this plot created in organic certified farm. This is a split experiment design. Cover crop is the male plot, just different color. We have 3 different nitrogen sources: control, compost, manure. Manure and compost applied based on the same amount of nitrogen. It's 224 kilogram nitrogen per hectare. We only selected 1 crop rotation. It's a potato and then 2 different cover crops and then 2 bean and then 2 sweet corn. Nitrogen source was applied twice for this crop rotation. It's under potato and the sweet corn. We sampled the soil 3 times for this crop rotation. One is right after bean was harvested in October 2014. Also one is in July 2015. It's 6 weeks after fertilization. Also after the corn was harvested in October. So go to the result. First, I want to point out we didn't see any cover crop effect for all of those soil geochemical factors or soil function or soil function genes. So we will kind of focus on those nitrogen source effect. So first, let's go back to those soil geochemical factors. Most of those soil chemical and biological parameters was increased by organic amendments. But we just see limited effect between the compost and the manure. But I want to highlight those 2 factors. We do see some difference between compost and the manure. The first one is organic carbon. So since we applied compost and manure based on the same amount of nitrogen, but the compost had a higher C2N ratio, we expected to see those higher organic carbon, but we also see some of those higher nitrate concentration on the manure compared to the compost. That may indicate manure maybe had a higher nitrogen availability, but those nitrogen may also can be easily lost from the soil. And then we go to the soil enzyme activities. All of those enzyme activities was increased both by compost and the manure, but we just see the limited difference between compost and the manure. But for the July 2015 for dehydrogenase and the 2015 for urease, we do see some difference between compost and the manure. Manure was a little bit higher than compost. So then go to those soil nitrogen transformation rates. Those rates show the similar pattern, but it's kind of different to soil enzyme activities. And for all of those net rates and nitrification potential, denitrification potential, we see manure was higher than compost and then higher than control. And we also see some seasonal pattern. It's those transformation rates were higher in July compared to October. That may indicate 6 weeks after nitrogen fertilization, those organic nitrogen may be stuck rapidly. And then I put all of those soil enzyme activities and the nitrogen transformation rates together, and then I created a matrix and then did our principal component analysis. So this is just another way to show those data. And we can see the shape indicate those different nitrogen treatments. You can see they all separate differently among control, compost, and to manure. And the color indicate different time points. Yeah, we also can see a obvious difference. So, and then I did a POM-ANOVA analysis. We confirmed those nitrogen treatments and the sampling time effect. Again, we didn't see any cover crop effect. And I don't want to go to details for those seven different function genes one by one, so I just want to give an overview. And I think the obvious difference is among those time. You can see those color, so all different from each other. But for those treatments, not that obvious, but all poor maneuver analysis indicate that they do have nitrogen treatment and a sampling time effect. Again, no cover crop effect. And another part of this study was to compare the relative contribution of ammonia-expanding bacteria and archaea to nitrification. Again, we used the differential inhibitor actin to do this job. First, I want to go to those abundance. We can see for the bacteria's abundance to show the similar pattern, the manure higher than compost and then higher than control. But we didn't see any nitrogen treatment effect for archaea's abundance, but we do can see a little bit higher in 2015. I think the interesting results compared to what Jenny showed in our conventional nitrogen management plots is that both ammonia-expanding archaea and the bacteria's potential activity was increased by compost and the manure, and kind of showed a similar pattern at different time points. So this may indicate those community, for those archaea community may be different in your organic farm system, or maybe those archaea kind of also active under those organic nitrogen source. And then go back to those three components, those correlation. So our Pearson correlation and the canonical correlation analysis kind of show the similar results. So I don't want to go details for the figures, but I just want to point out enzyme activities and the gene abundance were often correlated with pH, nitrate, organic carbon, and extractable organic carbon. And we also found a significant correlation between enzyme activities and abundance of corresponding genes. This blue color indicates significant, and we just didn't find any difference between sorbol and protease. But I want to point out that those all value is pretty low. and I also did a multiple regression analysis, and we found that actually the soil geochemical factors had a higher relative contribution to explain soil enzymes compared to those gene copies. And so go back to the conclusion. So take home messages, organic nitrogen amendments and the sampling time had a stronger effect than cover crops on soil enzyme activities and functional gene abundance. And the soil enzyme activities and the functional genes were all increased by organic nitrogen amendments. And the activity of ammonium-sensing archaea and the bacteria were both increased by organic amendments, and their activity were higher in manure than compost. So go back to those comparisons between manure and compost. We kind of recommend the manure may have a higher nitrogen loss potential. It had a higher nitrate pool size, and also those nitrogen transformation rates also pretty high in this treatment. So finally, I want to thank my committee member and also some people helped me in the field and the lab, and also thank the funding, the USDA. So also finally, I want to thank you for your attention. That's all. For those soil samples, for those three time points, the ammonia is very low, and that means all of those ammonia was transformed to the nitrate for the soils. And but for we do did some of the before we added, we do detected those pore size for the compost and the manure, and manure had a higher ammonia concentration compared to the compost. But I don't know this. Okay, thank you.